Log Talk Radio.
Right here on the Lalisa Williams Show, coming to you live from New Jersey in our virtual studio. Well, I am glad you tuned in. I'm trying to get to my studio just in case someone calls in. I think we will have a caller today. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, it's not as hot today in New Jersey as it has been. You know, we've had record highs. But I want to just go on and welcome you. If this is your first time tuning in, we certainly do appreciate you, and we're glad you can tune in. Well, we are happy these days. We are excited about what we're doing here lately in terms of helping individuals in the public speaking business. You know, it took me a long time to get to the public speaking business, but I want to get right to the topic today since we've already lost a few minutes of time. And I hope that you are tuned in, or for those of you who might even go back and listen to the archives. I want to talk today about how to get booked, how to get yourself booked for speaking engagements. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips that you can use if you need to get speaking engagements. The first thing that you want to do if you want to get booked for speaking engagements, you absolutely want to target your message. You want to target your message, or we could say target your audience, okay? In other words, you're going to tailor your message to the individuals who need to hear what you have to say. That is the first step. That is the first step and probably the most important step. If you have to target your message and target the audience that the message is for, again, I don't speak on how to find the best wine. So I'm not going to target my market to individuals who are wine tasters or connoisseurs of wine. I'm not going to target that audience because that's not what my message is about. I'm not going to target a group of financiers who are into the message of budgeting and how to raise funds and what to do with funding. I'm not going to target that group because that's not where my message would lie. So why would, let's just say, you know, financial groups have a lot of money. They have a ton of funding to hire speakers. You want to get yourself booked? Well, you can't get booked with any group that does not need what you're selling. So I'm giving out a very, very big tip and secret right here today on Blog Talk Radio, right here on the LaLisa Williams Show. How to get yourself booked as a speaker. You must have a targeted audience in mind and a targeted message. Or if you have a message that you're so strongly about, you feel so passionate about, then you cannot go around thinking that that message is for everyone, because it is not, okay? That message is not for everyone. So if you want to who wants what you have. For instance, if you speak on raising children, who do you think would that message would be for? Do you think that message would be believe that public speaking or speaking is what God has given you, then you want to make good on that, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Don't let anyone tell you that you're wrong to do that. That's what God wants you to do. That's what he expects you to do. And he is going to come back soon, and he is going to ask you, what did you do with the talent and the gifts and the skills and the abilities that he has left you in charge of? So if that's why you speak, then who is your audience, and what is the message that that audience needs to hear? You know what they say, when it comes to listening, I'm going to give you another tip on speaking, and I've been talking all week long about speaking, and I suspect I'll be talking for the next few months about speaking and writing and training for the most part, because those are my three topics. So this message will definitely be for the person who wants to do those things. Again, who is your message for? You want to get paid? You want to be a paid speaker? Then who will pay? Here's how you get booked to speak. Who will pay to hear what you have to say? What group out there will pay to hear you speak? Okay? That's what you have to do. You have to find that group. And when you find that group, now you can possibly begin to get paid. Because once people believe that you have something that is worth, that serves of some type of value to them, some type of benefit, people will pay for both value and benefit. More than likely, they will not pay for much else. If it's something that is of value to them or a benefit or something that is going to stop the pain, if you can find a way to stop someone's pain, you can make a lot of money in your speaking business. So I know I just gave you a huge, huge tip that you will find almost nowhere. Almost no one will give you that kind of valuable information. But I do it because I love you and I love what I do. And remember, my theory is when you do what you love, the money will come. When you do what you love, the money will come. So what is my big tip on how to get booked? What's my big tip on how to get booked? Definitely, you have to have the message for the market that is in need, that is willing to pay, and that is able to pay you, okay? That's one way. That's the main way to get yourself booked. Yes, you could work with a booking agent, and that's what their job is. That's what they do. Yes, you could do that, right? That's true. That's true. You could. However, you may not be able to start out with a booking agent. Why? Because they're not like a dime a dozen, at least the good ones. The great ones are even fewer, far and more in between. And you're just starting out as a speaker. Most speakers are like people who are going into the acting industry or the entertainment industry or the sports industry, where we come a dime a dozen, and you have to be the best of the best of the best to get noticed, because there's so many of us. Not like being a rocket scientist. There's fewer rocket scientists, so it's easy to get known. But great speakers are like great singers, like great actors and actresses. They come a dime a dozen. It may be harder to get known, so you have to be really good. So in the beginning, no one really knows you. How are they going to even know to book you unless you market yourself? In other words, if you do not come with a solid, dynamite, awesome marketing plan, how are you going to convince people that you're there for them, that they're there? You see? So you really, 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 really have to really look at, you know, what is going on. How to get booked, get your message, target that market, and market yourself. Market yourself to that market. You want to get yourself booked, have a message for the right market, and get yourself known to that market. How do you get yourself known to that market? Okay. You must put in the time. Put in the energy. It's not overnight. But if you attend my workshop, if you attend my speaking workshop, which I will talk about how to build a platform, how to get booked, how to network with other speakers, how to get your name to come up when they are discussing who's going to be a speaker, how to put together your press release, how to put together your press kit, how to get good video clips. I will talk about all of that in the training. So you definitely want to sign up for that. But you must get the right message to the right market, market yourself if you want to get booked. If you continue to get the message that you speak to the wrong crowd, you're going to keep coming up short, and you're going to continue to feel like a failure in that area. And eventually, you'll probably get frustrated, like I did, and you'll probably want to go another way. You know, you'll probably want to go in a different direction. You probably won't even want to fulfill your dream, you see. So you really, 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 really do have to say what it is that you want to do. You really do have to know what your message is, who your message is for. You have to know how to overcome rejection. That's very, 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 very critical. How to overcome rejection, right? You have to know your audience as a speaker, how to get yourself booked. Like I said before, you may not be able to hire a booking agent right away, but that doesn't mean you will not hire a booking agent down the line. You may hire one down the line, okay? So therefore, you have to start small. You have to work your way up. Every time you meet someone, you get their card. You put their name in a, you know, try to file it in some type of a database. Try to find out if these people will one day eventually be able to support you, or you never know who they might know. But you can absolutely get yourself booked. You can absolutely become the speaking success that you were made to be. So I hope you stay connected. with the Lalisa Williams Show, where I'm going to be talking more about the field of being a speaker. I want to help so many people become a speaker, become a great speaker, how to get yourself booked, where to find gigs. We're going to talk next about where to find gigs, where to find and how to get paid to speak, how to get paid to speak, how to get yourself booked, and how to get paid to speak. I do apologize for not being able to open up my phone lines. It looks like my computer is freezing up, and I'm not able to open the center. I'm not able to open the studio, as we call it, so I can't see who's calling in and who's not calling in. So I want you to know that you can be a success as a speaker. You can be a speaking success. You can definitely get yourself booked. You definitely have to start where it does start, with knowing what your message is and making sure that your message, it fits the audience for which you're trying to get booked from, and that that audience is able to compensate you. Because you can get booked without being compensated and still make money. So we'll talk about that at another time. You can get booked, okay, at no fee and end up getting paid. Okay? That can happen. So I'll tell you how to do that. How to get booked at no fee and end up getting paid. So we'll talk about that, you know, next week. Well, now I want you to definitely go enjoy this awesome, awesome weekend that's about to happen. Work over the weekend. Work on your portfolio. Work on or making a list of the places where your message is a fit. Again, if you're talking about teenage pregnancy, what audience needs to hear that message, and what group of audience in the marketplace can afford to pay you if you want to be a paid speaker. And I'm assuming everyone, and I'm assuming that you're tuned in because you want to be a paid speaker. So don't forget, next week, Tuesday and Thursdays, we have our relationship coach on Thursdays, 7 a.m. our relationship expert, 7, Mr. Shawan Watson, every Thursday at 7 a.m. And every Tuesday at 7 a.m., we have an author, Professor Terry Benjamin, who is the author of Sexy at 60. You have me on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. I'm the author of Release Your Power. By the way, we are launching, finally, Release Your Power online version. We definitely want you to place an order, get your copy, and we look forward to seeing you back. I can't even play my outro song because my computer, for some reason, will not let me go to Blog Talk Radio. Totally freezing up. So, but we learned how, years ago, we learned how to roll with the punches and move on and keep it moving. So they were just a few minutes away. I believe we're right around 5:30, which is the time for the show to go off. So don't forget, you are going to be as successful as you want to be. You got to make it happen for you. There's absolutely no one. Don't forget to keep on moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You're listening to Coach Lalisa right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. We'll have an awesome weekend. We'll see you back on Monday, 5 p.m.